It started out as a 9-ton block of ice. Inside, a bronze skeleton modeled on a full-size male polar bear. It's called The Bear in the Square, the brainchild of artist Mark Corrett. He says this piece of work is more about the melting ice of the Arctic than polar bears.
When you touch that ice bear, you're touching the Arctic. You're touching the whole of that problem. And what I hope is that people who touch the bear will touch the Arctic, will get an understanding for the problem up there, and ultimately become part of the solution. Now we get to hear some questions.
Even while sculpting, Corrith tries to get everyone involved. He was inspired when visiting a remote Inuit community in northern Canada, and now wants to share his experiences of seeing polar bears and the Arctic.
Okay, should we go around and have a look at the other side?
Explorer Penn Haddow led a 2.5-month trek earlier this year that revealed Arctic ice is melting faster than previously thought. The bear, he says, brings that message home.
It gives people an opportunity to connect with, literally, the processes that are going on up on the sea ice of the Arctic Ocean around the North Pole, which is melting.
As Corrith put the finishing touches on his work, the sun was getting high.
He's already melting. He's already beginning to tell his message.
While this work isn't about polar bears specifically, the melting Arctic does mean they're threatened. The Arctic ice is their main habitat, and when it goes, their numbers are expected to drop dramatically, says Colin Butfield, the campaign's director for the World Wildlife Fund.
The thing is, because it's happened so quickly, they haven't had time to adapt and change. If you imagine a climate changing over hundreds of thousands of years, bears and other animals will gradually move into other habitats. But because this will happen over a couple of decades, it'll be too fast for them to adapt and look for other food sources.
Go.
This is a hands-on piece of art. The public is encouraged to touch it. The heat of their hands likely to accelerate the melting process. In the end, all there will be is a giant puddle of water, the bronze skeleton, and plaques, a kind of testimony to the crisis of climate change. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, Trafalgar Square, London.